You were vice chairman of the Will Rogers Memorial Commission.
Right. And we had an executive director who had written all these books and had all these quotes by Will. I was reading one day that Eugene Lorton attended Will's funeral.
Oh.
And so I went down to see Bobby Lorton, and I said, are you aware that your grandfather attended Will's funeral? And he said, well, no, I was not aware. And I said, would you consider if we gave you some quotes of maybe running Will Rogers quotes in the newspaper from time to time? And he said, well, let me think about it. And he called me a couple of days later, and he said, okay, we're going to do this, but you have to get me these quotes. They started running those, and then later, Bobby Lorton told me that that was the most well-read part of the newspaper.
Yes. And now that you told me that, because I read the quote this morning and yesterday, I always read that quote, that you, Steve, it was your idea. I think that's a great feather in your cap.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. That is great. And Will Rogers, back in the 30s, he was right on target for 2022.
A lot of those quotes are so germane today, it's unbelievable.
He could have said them yesterday.
That's right.
What an amazing man. You met many other things, Vice President, Tulsa Public Schools Foundation. And the involvement in our community goes on and on and on.
Well, I've always wanted to give back, and I like giving back.
Let's talk about just a little bit about a PR firm. Often people come to you in time of crisis.
Right.
And you're there to put the fire out. Talk to us about that and how people come and what they may tell you.
Well, you don't normally get phone calls from clients who say, things are going great. We want to hire you to help us tell how great it is. They come to you when there's a problem, when something's not going right and there's a crisis. And that's when the phone rings. That's the nature of the business.
Right.
And there's been a lot of crises that we've worked on that never saw the light of day publicly. And if you can keep them, a lot of companies don't want to face up to the fact that something can go wrong in a company. CEOs are obviously very concerned about their image, and we're in the image business.
Right. And do sometimes people come to you, we need your help, and it took you a long time to get them to admit why they needed your help?
Correct. Yeah, they don't even want to fess up to me on what's going on. But you have to finally address this. Say, hey, first of all, we need to tell this story. Whether it's good or bad, we need to tell this story. It's a responsibility we have. Most times they'll come around.
Mm-hmm. And CEOs, you probably had to look them in the eye and tell them either change or get
right.
Out.
And that's the hard part, because CEOs are basically not used. They're used to delivering orders to everybody that's underneath them. They're not accustomed to taking orders. So your job is to tell them what they need to hear, not what they want to hear.
Did you ever tell a CEO he needs to resign?
I did. I have.
Wow. And did that happen?
It did.
That takes guts, doesn't it?
Well, it does, but that's what we're paid for.
Right. Exactly. So the PR business has changed down through the years.
It has.
And I'm going to point to social media right now. That had to enormously change it.
Oh, dramatically. It's just a whole different world now. I mean, it used to be that the whole idea of how are we going to get this announced and deal with this boiled down to maybe the Tulsa World or the Tulsa Tribune. So we literally would have a deal where let's give this to the Tribune tomorrow morning and the other to the World tomorrow afternoon, and we'll be covered with both newspapers. And when the Tribune went away, first of all, it was not good for the PR business to have one of your newspapers go away. And it put a lot more pressure on selling a story to the local newspaper, because clients will tell you, I want this to be on the section page of the newspaper tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I mean, they would get that specific.
We should bring up the other two that have been talking here, and what are their names and who are they?
Well, my two dogs are Doodle Girl, and she's 18 years old. Excuse me, 17 years old, and she's a golden doodle. And then Motley's a rescue dog, and he's 14 years old.
Okay, all right. Well, they're talking, and they're telling us to quit, which we will pretty soon. Students listening to this, what kind of advice? They want to be a PR person. What does it take to be a good PR person?
Well, first and foremost, you have to be a good listener. And a lot of times that's hard to explain when I'm, like I teach my class, I say, you have to be a good listener. You can go in and talk to a client and be in there an hour and a half, and it'll boil down to maybe 5 to 7 minutes of talk that really is germane to the issue at hand. So you really must be a good listener.
And they must be good writers, too.
They should be good writers. Unfortunately, writing is not stressed, in my opinion, enough in schools today. It's just not.
Yeah. And you got to be a good communicator as well.
You do. You do. And, you know, you got to be able to go in and boil down a complicated topic to a few words so that it comes across clearly.
Yeah. See, all of these things that came naturally to you, or you learned them. I mean, you were a writer. That seemed to be natural. Maybe not a good natural public speaker, but you got that.
Right.
When Glenn Dobbs told you to
go make speeches.
Go to Adair and make a speech.
Right.
At the Sertoma Club, right?
Right.
So you learned all that away, all those things that you're just talking about. Then there, I think intuition must be a big thing, too. I mean, some people have it and some people don't. And just in their gut, they know what's right and what's wrong, right?
You walk into these rooms, and sometimes you got to know, do I really want to get into this, go this way with this topic, or let's avoid that? Yeah, it's just intuition.
Right. Some of these things can be taught. So those students who listen, and many of them do, to voicesofoklahoma.com, you take it from a pro here who's telling you how to do it. So we just compliment you for your involvement in our community. You left a mark, contributed a lot. And all those who know you, I get to be the one to tell you thank you for what you did for Tulsa.
Well, thank you for saying that very much, John.
Because you have left a mark on many, many lives. So how would you like to be remembered?
Well, hopefully I'll be remembered as an honest PR person.
I guess there are some who aren't.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
No, but I know you wouldn't. So that would be it, an honest PR person. And you know what? That you were.
Thank you.
So thank you for this journey down memory lane. It was fun to be with you and talk about it, and appreciate it. Thank you very much, Steve.
Oh, you're welcome, John. Thank you.
You bet.